have been put into a new kingdom. And I was saying, I told that person, I said, you need an airplane. Do you have faith for it? Are you building up your faith for it? And if you ask, he'll give it to you. And they say, yes, yes, yes. Well, can you think an airplane? You might not need an airplane. But whatever it is, can you think that high? Can you think, I really am seated in the spirit, in peace, in Christ Jesus, in heavenly places. I can come up, I'm above where I used to be when I got born again. I'm in a new kingdom. I saw somebody driving a Lexus today. I said, I'm going to drive one of those soon. I remember hearing of somebody giving somebody a really big house with a water fountain outside. And the man said, I could even pay the water bill. Not thinking high enough. Can you think of winning millions of souls? I almost stop at thousands. Can you think of winning millions of souls because you shared the gospel with one, and that one shared the gospel with two, and those two shared the gospel with four, and then somebody went online and put out whatever they put out, and boom, and they're hitting it here and there in this country and there, and people are hearing the gospel of peace. And all they have known is turmoil and trouble. The gospel of Jesus Christ. So he said to them, mind the same thing. And then verse 17, part of it, he said, be followers of me. And then in chapter 4, you have to let go of the trouble and rejoice. Say that. I will let go of the trouble. I will rejoice. I will let go of the trouble. I will rejoice. Let's stop spending so much time on little nothings. Just aren't important. When there's a bigger picture out there, when there's a soul to be saved, when there is a destiny to reach, to go toward, and get unstuck from where you are. You are listening. You're stuck at home. The word is going forth here. We thank you for tuning in. But come and be a part of the fellowship if you're a member of this church. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. So in verse 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And that's Philippians 4:4. You're going to do what? Rejoice in the Lord when? Always. Rejoice when? Always. No, get mad sometime, cuss sometime, fuss sometime, kick and knock sometime, throw things sometime. You see it in the verse, don't you? Wait a minute, Bishop, you didn't hear what I said. The cursing and the fussing and the knocking and the beating, you see it in the verse, don't you? I'm talking about the other part that's not there. So if it's not in the word, don't do it. Say that. I will learn. I will practice to do only what's in the word. Hallelujah. Therefore, I will always have peace. Hallelujah. 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 In the New Living Reader's Version, I don't know if you have that, verse 6 of Philippians 4 says, don't worry about anything. No matter what happens, tell God about everything. Ask and pray and give thanks to him. Oh, you can't help but to worry. You know, you just can't help but to worry. Everybody worries, I don't. So, tell worry. How are you going to tell it? How does Pastor say it? Get out of here. Get. So, you're letting go of worry because God said so. Then God's peace will watch over you, verse 7, your heart and your mind. If you will do what he says. Come on now. Rejoice. Rejoice. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And don't just do that at church. Do that at home. Do that in the store. You might not be as loud. Well, once in a while, you might have to go out loud. Just whatever you have to do. Do what you have to do. Don't worry about anything or worry about some things. Don't worry about what? Anything. Oh, but I mean, you know, there are some things you just can't help but to worry about. You just can't help but to worry about. You know, a $500 electric bill and a $1,500 insurance and $3,000 taxes and all of that. And you just, no. What does it say? Don't worry about what anything ever at all. Choose peace. In Deuteronomy, it says what? I said before you what? Life and death. Choose life that thou may live. We snared, Bishop preached it Sunday, I think it was, by the words of my mouth. So we're going to say what the word says. Say, I rejoice. I rejoice in the Lord always. I don't worry about anything. No matter what happens, I tell God about everything. I ask and pray, and I give thanks to him. I choose peace. Remember now, we said earlier, mind the same things. Mind the things of God. He said, mind the things I've taught. You mind, be mindful here. And those of you who are listening, who are following this church and this ministry, be mindful and keep your mind on the things that you have been taught. Don't leave here tonight. Say, oh, Miss Jones had a good lesson on peace. And then you go curse somebody out tomorrow or tonight before you go to bed. Or you curse that chair that you stubbed your toe on. Peace. It's deeper than that, though. But if we can't get you off the surface, we can't get down to the real meat of it. Amen? So if I can get you off the surface when Bishop preached down in the meat of it, you'll be able to understand. Amen? Shout hallelujah. He likes to watch those fishing shows, too. They catch those big 40 and 50-pound catfish. I bought a 48-pound catfish from a guy I worked with Mr. Williamson. And on the outer edge, it wasn't that good. But you got down in that fish, you're talking about some good fish. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get all this stuff off the surface so we can get down to the good, good word.
Amen.
So when Bishop gets up Sunday, he'll be ready to go. Yes, he will. Shout hallelujah. So God's peace over your hearts and mind. Continue verse 7. He would do this because you belong to Christ Jesus. I belong to Christ Jesus. God's peace can never be completely understood. And looking at the time, I'm going to speed it up a little bit, but I had a note where the Lord said to mention about times I've had peace. My youngest brother, that's a year younger than I am, passed away when he was 35. And that was such a shock. That was Kelly called her brothers her boobies. That was my boobie. And it was so shocking and so hurting and whatever, but I had to take the peace. I didn't really know about this peace I'm talking about. I had to take the peace so I could help the family.